deceive them badly. Moreover, they're told that there are not enough of them to accomplish what they're being sent to do. In other words, they don't know what they're getting into, and they have no idea what's going to happen to them next. And of course, stories like this and times of transition, such as everyone at St. Edmund's Church is facing right now, can help remind us that transition is really the permanent condition of our lives. Although we derive comfort and strength from the likelihood that our lives will be more or less the same tomorrow as they are today, we can never really have any certainty that tomorrow or even this afternoon won't bring sudden change in fortunes or circumstances, either for good or for ill. Now, neither winning the lottery nor getting hit by a bus is likely enough to spend much time thinking about it or worrying about it. But meeting a new friend, losing something or someone of value, unexpected success or failure, all of these things are quite possible, maybe even inevitable, if not tomorrow, at least someday. And in this uncertain world, Jesus tells his disciples and tells us to act. The disciples are given a simple task. Meet the world as you find it. Use the strengths you already have to make it better than it is. And tell people that the good you do is a sign of God's love and not of your own worth. That's it. Go. Heal, help, mend, love those you find, and tell those you meet that God means for them to be healed and helped and mended and loved. Tell them that when those things happen to them, the love of God has touched their lives. And, Jesus says, if the people you meet don't want the gifts you bring to them, it doesn't make any difference. The message is still the same. Don't stick around where you're not wanted, but deliver the same message as you depart. The love of God has touched you today. The reign of God is very near. And so that's my message for you today, too. If you've been healed, if you've been heartened, if you've been strengthened, if you have been loved by anyone, the love of God has touched you. The reign of God has come so near to you that you can touch it in return. The reign of God, which is not a place we hope to dwell, but the fulfillment of God's love for each of us, is impinging on our lives, is breaking into the world, is being accomplished all around us by every act of love and grace that any of us either offer or receive. Those who serve others are the openings in the world through which the reign of God bursts in to touch all of us. So, like the disciples who knew that they had been touched by the love of God and so went joyfully out into the unknown, if you have been touched, if you've been fed, if you've been healed, if you've been loved, Jesus is calling you to love and heal the world as you encounter it, and to declare that it is God's love that you are sharing. And so, as we so often say, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.